What happens when an empathetic family therapist who never met a stranger marries a self-described, jaded, pessimistic divorce lawyer? You get 30 years of relationship wisdom that balances hope with reality. Their unlikely love story began at a University of Maryland frat party. She was nursing a broken heart. He was simply looking for a hookup. 3 decades later, they've witnessed relationships at both extremes, the beautiful beginnings and the bitter endings. Between them, they've seen every way a relationship can flourish or spectacularly fail. Their complementary perspectives create a perfect yin-yang approach to relationship advice that cuts through the typical self-help platitudes to offer something refreshingly honest and practical. Relationships that endure life's hurricanes are built on solid foundations, shared values, complementary personalities, and aligned views on essentials like children, finances, and intimacy. Unlike houses, relationships have no inspection checklist before commitment. Each couple must discover their own non-negotiables and strengthen areas where they don't naturally align. Consider Sarah and Ron, married 7 years with 2 children. Sarah works full-time while managing most household duties, feeling resentful toward Ron, who feels unappreciated. Their foundation is cracking under pressure. What prevents relationships from crumbling? Connection, the essential lubricant that prevents overheating. This means genuine moments that bind people together, morning coffee rituals, evening walks, meaningful conversations, and shared parenting triumphs. Like cleaning a garage that inevitably gets dirty again, relationships require ongoing maintenance. People commit, then let things slide. They stop caring for themselves, check phones during conversations, or forget to express appreciation. Relationships need daily attention through quality time, kind gestures, meaningful conversation, and physical intimacy. Address issues immediately rather than letting them fester. The alternative? Spending thousands on divorce lawyers while a judge decides your family's future. Flight attendants instruct you to put your oxygen mask on before helping others. A profound wisdom. You can't help anyone if you're suffocating. When our children were young, I'd be depleted by the day's chaos when my husband returned from work. I needed to get out for a run, wine with friends, or even grocery shopping alone. The what didn't matter. I needed my oxygen mask on to return as the mother and partner my family deserved. This principle extends beyond parenting. Supporting your partner's self-care keeps relationships vibrant. When my husband went through his RV phase, touring dealerships despite never camping and being mechanically inept, I supported him because I recognized his need for something new as our daughters left home. In a healthy relationship, you give your partner enough rope to explore, not enough to hang themselves. You support their journeys, even those you suspect might lead nowhere. That's how we've made it 30 plus years and counting. She picks up his dry cleaning as affection, but he'd prefer being noticed. Most men in long-term relationships want acknowledgement for how they look, not just what they do. Complacency endangers relationships. In divorces, complaints about not feeling appreciated often precede stories of affairs. The silent treatment is particularly damaging, a power play creating a "you are dead to me" feeling. While timeouts work for children, they're inappropriate for adults and lead to disconnection. Most arguments stem from how we communicate, especially tone. When she reacts sarcastically to his packing choices, he feels incompetent. Strategic silence means choosing battles wisely, not avoiding conflict. Not every irritation requires addressing. When she impulsively bought a Jeep Commander, then traded it at a $13,000 loss after 2 months, he never said, "I told you so." His silence demonstrated emotional intelligence. This differs from banking the bitching, hoarding complaints until the marriage collapses under unspoken resentment. Communicate about important issues before they become insurmountable, but let go of minor issues that won't change. Financial conflicts manifest in various ways: insufficient savings, excessive spending, hidden assets, financial ignorance, or waste. One couple maintained an "it's only money" attitude, purchasing unnecessary cars and unaffordable homes until reality forced them onto a self-imposed debt diet. Their teal Ford Thunderbird convertible symbolized this excess, a car she deeply loved but eventually had to sell due to financial necessity, a painful sacrifice. Conflicts often stem from unilateral decisions. When she canceled his newspaper subscription without discussion to save $10 monthly, he became upset. The argument intensified when he pointed out she spent $500 twice yearly on Botox without consultation. For him, the issue wasn't the cost, but removing something meaningful without discussion. Tracy's story illustrates the dangers of financial ignorance. Despite her Mercedes with personalized plates and upscale lifestyle, she remained unaware of their finances until repo men took her car. Only then did her husband reveal they were broke, owed substantial money to the IRS, and wanted a divorce. Financial transparency isn't optional in healthy relationships. It's essential. Money conversations may be uncomfortable, but are far less painful than discovering financial secrets when it's too late. What sustains a marriage through financial hardship and raising a child with mental illness? Gratitude, appreciating what you have rather than focusing on what's missing. Like the grandfather who declared his simple chicken dish, "the best chicken in the pot I ever ate," while others ordered steaks, appreciation transforms relationships. This contrasts with couples who operate like bumper cars, deliberately irritating each other. Stuart wears old sneakers everywhere, despite having nice shoes, because it annoys Terry, who responds by leaving the house messy, knowing Stuart hates disorder. Healthy relationships involve paying attention to the rules of the road, yielding, proceeding with caution, and avoiding deliberate distress. When a wife notices her dirty minivan, but her husband merely points it out rather than offering help, her refusal becomes a control issue where she wants him to volunteer without being asked. After 30 years together, they've learned that relationships require ongoing questions that need to be asked, respected, carefully considered, and thought through. Their insights stem from both their client work and navigating their own marriage's challenges and successes. The five core conversations about building foundations, maintenance, self-care, communication, and gratitude provide a framework for couples to strengthen their connections. The secret isn't finding perfection, but dancing gracefully with imperfection, occasionally stepping on each other's toes without stopping the music. When couples maintain connection, small irritations remain small. Without it, minor annoyances can fracture relationships beyond repair. Relationships require regular care. Just as you wouldn't let your roof collapse, don't neglect the relationship under that roof. Speaking kindly to each other prevents relationship deterioration. The respect behind words matters more than the words themselves. A simple shift in tone can transform criticism into a request or an accusation into a conversation. The dance of love requires both partners to remain present, attentive, and adaptable, knowing when to speak and when silence serves better, supporting individual growth while nurturing connection, and choosing each other daily to create an enduring love story.